Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/Count the Dings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thank you. good, everybody? We are back. It is your boy Gerard, your girl Gabby, episode 87 of the Kicks and Shit Show. Nothing.
Moment of silence for that. I got
nothing on the moment on the air horn. None of that. You're
all business today, Jay.
You and I have said, like, it's often like, you know, with our lives away from the show and everything, we could always tell, right? It's like, it's been a week. It's been a whatever. And it's just like, this is how I feel right now. It's like everything is happening at once. So while the NBA is heading into All-Star break, which is fantastic, while I will not be at All-Star weekend this year and will miss connecting with the various people that I do, going to be happy that I don't have to travel and deal with anything right now. Because it's like, everything's kind of converging at once, right? Got so many things happening in like my professional life with work that's like too many projects at once, too many balls in the air.
I mean, too many balls is a problem anyone, Gerard. I just want to say though, like, it's good that business is booming. Do you know what I mean?
Always.
And I feel like the fact that you came in so hot on this episode, I don't know if y'all noticed it. Gerard did not ask me where in the world I am, and Gerard did not ask me how I am doing these streets. I'm not mad at you because
I was going to do it next.
And I know you're going to get to that, but Jay, yes. I just want to acknowledge that, like, it's okay if you have a full plate. Like, I got you. I got your back. It is a weird fucking time right now because, you know, your girl is always a little bit nostalgic and emotional about shit. So, like, All-Star is coming up, and we are not there, Jay. This is, like, our friend-iversary. This is our pod-iversary.
It is.
This is our just...
This is
G&J anniversary. All-Star
is our friendiversary. You are right. It is true.
So, like, I'm kind of in my feelings, especially because our girl Jenna decided to
place
fan feelings without us.
Literally.
No, not even like a carrier pigeon note. Not even a tweet. Not even like a smoke signal.
Jenna.
Not even taking a high five and a handshake. You know, anything. But like, see ya.
Jenna and I had to be on a call at 6:30 today for the day that we're recording this for our 7 Footers podcast. I get a text at 6:15. Yeah, won't be on the call. They're flying me out to Cleveland today. And I'm like, and you know how Jenna is with like travel. And I'm like, girl, are you even packed?
I'm stressed for her.
Right.
As someone who has traveled with Jenna, right? I'm like, I'm going to take a quick second to rehash for those who are newer to the show. You know, your girl over here, I am Jewish. And even though I'm someone who tends to run late, I don't miss shit, right? That to me is like non-negotiable. No thank you. No way, no how. Did not know our girl Jenna has a track record. Not
missing
just
flights.
A one-time flight, but misses the flight home every year. Specifically... from All-Star. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, I don't usually check a bag, but I want to be respectful to the brands that are inviting us to shit. So, like, mm-hmm. I have different sneakers for each event, whatnot. Mm-hmm. Check a bag. Didn't realize the bag check rule of, like, 40 minutes before you got to be on. Because usually I just run on the plane. Like, I got global entry. I got pre-check. I got all that stuff for, like, a reason. Like, I am in. I am on the plane. I don't want to hang out.
Nah.
I can drink my alcohol in flight if I really want to have a cocktail. But let me tell you. Jen and I also were trying to be frugal that year and decided to not fly back direct from Chicago in the winter. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to get lit because that's the only way I'm not going to be stressing about us both getting on both those flights. It's like, you know, I'm not leaving my girl behind if I get on first because I got like status, full luxury, all that shit because I travel so much. But Jenna, good luck and Godspeed. By the time this airs, you will have made some sort of flight out there. So we love you.
By the time this airs, she'll already be back.
debatable, depending on what kind of flight is that.
Debatable.
Let's keep it a bug, Jay, okay?
You're right, debatable.
And this is nothing but love. You know I love Jenna. And
listen.
We all have our quirks. Like,
listen, that one is hers. But she's working on being a much more responsible adult these days. So we shall see.
So am I, so I respect that. You know what I mean? Like, I think we all are, but...
Where in the world are you this week? I'm assuming you're in your West Coast home.
I'm wearing color.
You're in LA. It's probably what, like 70 today? I don't even know. How warm is it in LA today?
Well, because I haven't been outside, but that's what people tell me. I haven't been outside all day. From afar, from indoors, it looks beautiful. I will say I did do a little bit of work on like a little roof deck situation last week when it was 80 some odd degrees. And I was like, don't get me wrong. You know I am a New Yorker. I love New York. But, like, that shit makes it real hard to go back.
Well, you know what's funny about all that, right? Like, I'm a New Yorker, born and raised, whatever. Lived in other parts. But, like, you know, this is home. I was talking to someone last week, and it was like, they were like, you know you can choose to live somewhere else, right? And it's like, you know that, right? But it's like, huh. And then I started thinking, all right, but what, besides family, what is tying me down to this city?
Right? I would say we're virtual, so like, don't even use me as an excuse, my friend.
But that's my point. Like,
right.
Besides family, like being close by, what is tying me down to being in this city?
But, I mean, I don't know if Hazel's a good traveler, but
she's not the
good. Is she a frequent flyer?
No, Hazel has a ton of anxiety, and so traveling for her is not a good idea. I have to give her a sedative. And the other thing about that is that she's not a service dog, right? So I couldn't bring her onto the actual like the cabin, and I would feel terrible having her to be stowed underneath. Like, no, that's.
I mean, Dredd, any dog can be a service dog if you position it the right way. Like, yeah. They check in those papers? I don't know.
I mean, I would literally, but she would have to have like a.
You have to have a row for Hazel. Not just a seat. You'd be like, I'm just going to get the row, please.
I'm not even kidding. Like, it'd have to be the row. And like, she'd have to be on like trazodone and like literally like all the sedatives. Cause I'm like, you're going to be a nightmare on this. Like, she's going to be.
Road trip. I don't know. That also, I don't know which is better or not.
She's actually in a car. Good.
Okay.
Because that's a very controlled environment, right? Like a plane, too many people run on the.
I mean, I feel the same way sometimes, so I get that. Can't imagine being a dog. So.
Anyway, so yes, what else is happening in your world? I know you're working. It is Black History Month. I know you have a lot going on with your clients, in the sneaker spaces. You're also on Twitter Spaces, like doing a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, I'm dabbling, you know what I mean? I feel like the whole vibe is shifting, as they say, so I'm just trying to ride the wave, the you know what I mean? Shifting, like,
dear God, what are we even, you know?
I don't know, I mean, I'm trying, you know, I had to teach people how to get onto a Twitter space yesterday, which there is, I think that is a very valid thing, no matter how much you do that stuff, if it is not something that you have grown up with, that's new technology, mm-hmm. there's always a learning curve, so always. I just respect people that want to be on that journey with me, like, let's talk it through together.
Well, you know what's so interesting that you say that, right? Like this idea of digital natives, right? And I mean, you're younger than me, but you're not a digital native. Yeah. I am certainly not a digital native, right? Like, I mean,
I'm like a frequent visitor.
I'm
not just because of what we do, but I feel like I like.
Yeah,
to,
I mean, we
keep up with the Joneses.
I think you know we've. I was talking to someone today, and they were like. Why does no one say the word wacky or zany anymore? I go, right. I'm like, because that's what
I have a friend named Zany, and that's the only time I use that word. That's your real name. Like,
and oftentimes in my work outside of this, my clientele and people I talk to are in an older set, right? Like 50s and potentially 60s, right? And so it's like, they're not digital natives, right?
No. Like, Yahtzee, that's like what you gotta say. You know what I mean? Is that what they say? Like,
Yahtzee. But all this talk about the metaverse and NFTs and crypto and look, and I want to be very clear about this because you know when people like in our demo start talking, people say, oh, you're hating. I want to be very clear. Ain't nobody hating at all. This is not about hate. It's just this idea of like, where are we right now, right? Like the metaverse, like where exactly is that? And what is happening in that verse?
I think it might be like down the block from the cloud, Gerard, if I had to like put a geographic pin in that. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, the metaverse is something that's interesting because it's been talked about in like movies for years, right? Like you look at The Matrix, you look at Inception, you look at Ready Player One. Like
all those.
That's
things.
The way that things are headed, whether we want to admit it or not. And mm-hmm. I think like this vibe shift, you're going to get swept under the rug if you don't just accept it. And I think it's funny, like looking at everything with NFTs, right? Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of people were like crypto haters when it first came out mm-hmm. because it was so volatile. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think Gary Vee once said that like, if people are gravitating towards something like it's a trend that doesn't exist and there's a need for it, eventually it's going to catch on. Like, remember when we all were like, I don't need a camera on my phone. Now we're like, I just don't need a camera because I got my phone. Anything that is like a narrative shift like that is something that we should watch. And like, NFTs aren't going anywhere. I feel like it's the gold rush right now because nobody knows what the actual value of things are. And so people are spending stupid money and people are making stupid money. Like, it's amazing. You know, like I have local photographer friends who are selling their photography as NFTs, which I think is amazing. Or artists who are giving custom NFTs along with like the pieces they're creating. I think, you know, where the metaverse comes into play, and I was talking about this with someone the other day, is that, you know, once we figure out what these NFTs are and where mm-hmm. they're going to go, mm-hmm. where are you displaying them?
Yeah.
The answer, my friend, It's not blowing in the wind. It's the fucking metaverse.
Why did I know you were going to go?
If nothing else, Gerard, I am consistent. Even in my levels of like rolling with the homies, I am consistent as fuck.
Oh, blowing in the wind. I knew that was coming. Yeah. It's just like, it was like right there. It is interesting you mentioned this, right? Because obviously the metaverse and the idea of it is this fully digital world, right? That exists beyond the actual physical world. Okay, totally on board with that. Do we think at some point it's going to displace the physical world, right? And like we're going to be just sort of like, we'll be dead by this time, but like you exist like
we might not be dead, Jay. This could be like some Black Mirror shit. You just put the little chip on, you tune out reality, and I'm like, great. I'm like, I got a sexy bod, no cellulite, and like a kicking sneaker game that I'm like, yeah, bitch, all I do is wear bikinis and kicks all day. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I have a tan. I'm not this shade of pale. But like, if that's my metaverse life that I want to live, let me live my life. And I have no gluten allergy there. You know what I mean? Like, it's a beautiful place.
Live your metaverse life. But
absolutely. But I do think people look for that escape. And I think that, like, that's going to be a lot more real.
As of right now, it's augmented reality, right? Because it's not real. I.e., like, you can have like a job in the metaverse, but it ain't the job that's going to pay you money to live in an actual place, right?
But eventually there could be metaverse hired jobs. Like that could be the new remote office where like I could work for the company that I'm at, but we meet in the metaverse on like Avenue A down the block from Avenue Q, whatever the fuck that looks like.
Alphabet City.
I don't know.
We're in Alphabet City. Absolutely. In the metaverse.
I'm trying to keep it simple. You know what I mean? Like,
oh my God.
But it could be, right? I could be like, down from Thailand, it could be like Disneyland. I could be that office is, right? There's ways to cross over that feels like the new reality. And I think like the older we get and as this vibe is shifting, as they say,
the vibe is shifting.
Like Black Mirror is becoming more and more real. Like you're going to have sensory elements to these types of things. It's not just going to be like, let me put on the big headset and tune out and that's it.
Black Mirror, Sense8, all these different things that we've seen. It's like, you know, and it's a question, right? Does life imitate art or does art imitate life, right? And it's kind of like, well, the line's very blurred, right? It's like, how many things have we seen in popular culture, right? Particularly in the streaming services, television-wise, that are literally this dystopian future, which is kind of where we exist right now, right? High Castle, The Handmaid's Tale, like all these, which, you know, for all my ladies out there, they're like,
please be the fruit.
Please no, we...
Yeah, that Lord ain't opening, let me tell you. Mm-mm.
The Lord opens.
Yeah, it's blessed be the fruit, may the Lord open. The Lord is not open. Close for business over here, let me tell you.
The Lord is not opening. And I was going to say to all of our female listeners, I am sure you want nothing, and as someone who is... I do not want a Life of the Handmaid's Tale either, right? That sounds fucking awful in so many ways. But yeah, it's all interesting. And as it stands now, I think, you know, and Gary Vee is a great person to bring up because he is someone who, you know, obviously exists. And by the way, one day I saw him in the Whole Foods on the Upper East Side. Just randomly, like I was shopping, buying food. And so was he. And he's on his phone talking and doing his usual Gary Vee things. And I'm like, oh shit, that's Gary Vee. And like, we made the eye contact. And like, you know, I don't interrupt when your people are doing their thing. I was just giving the nod, like, enjoy your stuff. A little pound, a little dap. Like, all right, we're good, man.
You pounded it out with Gary Vee.
And I like Gary Vee. Like, I enjoy a lot of what he says because he's not afraid, right? Of like judgment from others or it's like, whatever, dude. This is what I do. Like, yeah, to your point, if society is shifting that way and a lot of people are talking about this, I'm going to figure out what this is because this matters and this means something. What does it mean? I don't know. And that's part of the thing too, right? It's like we're always looking for this fixed definition of like what is and what isn't. And it's like, you know, man, this is how life works, right? We evolve and learn over time. We have no idea what it is right now. We won't know what it'll be 5 years from now, what it'll be 10 years, 20 years. Who the hell knows? But I think there's that part of us in our human brain where we like to fix things, right? We like to know, no, this is a table, this is a chair, this is that, right? Ambiguity is like, it's scary, right? When you don't know.
100%. And I think that's true for most people, right? And that's where I think all of this shifting is so crazy. Like, it feels like the gold rush right now, honestly, with NFTs. And I think there's a lot of gray areas, and I know...
Shout out to 1883.
And recently we talked a lot about IP issues, right? Like, StockX was hit with a little bit of a situation for using some of Nike's IPs. I mean, I always think of, it's so funny, whenever I think of IP issues and like what's legally allowed to be used versus not, I always think of the time that Michael Jordan sued a local grocery store for profiting off his name and likeness for like a shit ton of money, probably put the whole damn town out of business because he's a petty motherfucker, but I respect it.
You respect like, the petty.
Absolutely, 100%. I mean, I feel for the local community, let's not get it twisted. But I use that as an example because you never know who's looking, never who's watching. And people work very hard to get their IP to where it is. So I think there's going to be a lot more of stories like that. But I mean, I'm going to break it down. We've been living in the metaverse, those who play NBA 2K, for a very long time. You can shop digitally for a sneaker at 2K. And I'm like, I would rather have sneakers IRL. So I might be a little bit resistant to that. But there's a lot of people who are like, yo, I want to have a fly fit so I can like stunt on my friends in the game. That, my friends, is the easiest way that I can quantify what the metaverse is.
Yep. I like it so I can stunt on my friends in the game.
That's right.
I love it. Well, speaking of, you know, NFTs and all this world, and we talked about Nike getting involved in the game. So I don't know if you saw this, but Tinker Hatfield, legendary designer, who, by the way, we heard a great story about Tinker from our our girl Tara, a.k.a. Kopman Rockham, who once partied with Tinker at a Drake concert in Atlanta, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, just brilliant. I mean, this is why we have these people on the show. But they are doing Tinker's doing a design for the Air Max 1 to help launch the Ducks of a Feather NFT platform for Oregon. Of course, we know that University of Oregon Oregon is the that's where Nike founder Phil Knight went to school, right? So the connection with Nike is like that. Oregon was the first Nike school, all that jazz, right? The design is kind of fly. I'm not gonna lie, like it's
super fly.
It's Tinker, so you know it's got a good look to it. I'm curious again. Oregon and Nike are saying this is a way in which University of Oregon athletes and students can connect with fans, etc. And I'm like, what kind of connections are we talking about here, right? Like, I guess what I'm wondering is with the NFTs and everything. Sure, it's a way to connect, but how? Through transactions only? Like, is it buying or what?
I know what you mean. I feel like it's like pretty fly for a sci-fi is the only way that I can quantify it. It just, you know, it's, I just want to also say that these are not rehearsed lines. These are not things that I have
written. These are straight off the dome, unfortunately.
This is straight off the cuff, y'all. But I agree with you. I think that to me, that feels transactional. Like if it's something that everyone owns a piece of, right? In the way that like I can be an owner of Lambeau Field if I want. That's the only way for me that it's like you feel like you're part of a community if you have access to something that those normal people and people outside of that world do not have. Is it a little bit transactional? Sure, but that's something that you're not just buying an item or an NFT, you're buying into a culture, a lifestyle, a vibe. So
I think you hit the nail on the head.
That's what it is. I think Nike does it better than anyone.
I think you hit the nail on the head. The thing that we as humans crave is connection, right? And a sense of feeling belonging to something. I mean, it's the reason why religion is so popular, and not just, I mean, any religion, Christianity, Judaism, Buddha, whatever, it doesn't matter.
Why, Scientology.
Right, I mean. Whatever, right? Why? Because people want that sense of belonging. Mm-hmm. And what this is the commodification of belonging, right? It's like, oh, you want to belong? Cool, no problem, you can. It just costs money. Right? Like,
but so does religion. Right. I mean, we're not going to go down that rabbit hole on this episode, y'all. Don't worry. But, you know, that's what it is. It's no one just talks about it in that way.
Right.
But any sort of community, you're buying into something, some kind of value proposition.
No, it's fascinating. But yeah, you know, so folks, keep your eyes on the metaverse and on just really what these brands are doing. As you know, Nike, of course, they have the ability to sort of launch and do things first and before a lot of, because they have the money and the size and the brand recognition and all that, so they can do a lot of different things, right? So be curious to see how they and some of the smaller brands are operating and doing this. You know, so anyway, before we go, folks, I do want to, you know, it's about showing shoes on the show. You know, we are a sneaker podcast. We had JR Austria, the co-founder of Shoe Plug, on a couple episodes ago, and we talked about the fantastic service and how if you're looking to find something, they can help you out. And Gabby, you know, when we have people on, we want to not just, you know, talk about what they do. We want to actually utilize their services, and this isn't the first time we've done it. But anyone we have on, we want to, you know, show our support and see if the service is always cracked up to be, so that when we give you guys out there a check mark, like, yeah, this is good stuff, you know, we do it, right? Same thing with our friends at Another Lane, etc. So, I use ShoePlug to find the recently released Jordan Retro 4s, the Red Thunders, right? And I gotta say, pretty impressed. Pretty seamless process. You wanna check them out?
Yeah, I would love to see them. And I think, you know, what I want to say for those listening and for those watching
us. Look at that Jumpman logo, folks. Look at that Jumpman logo. Okay.
Right. Got big feet. That's a big box.
It's okay. All right, chill.
Good for you, Jay.
I'm not messing with you.
But I do want to say, in addition to the shoes being beautiful, but it's like a little bit of a white glove service, right? And mm-hmm. I say that because Jay and I both got our sneakers in different ways mm-hmm. from ShoePlug. So it's kind of like, however you want it, mm-hmm. that's how you can get it. So let me see the kicks, boom.
I have not taken them outside yet because, you know, it's crazy out in these streets.
Beautiful shoe. It's opposite of my favorite shoe.
But
the Toro Bravo.
The Toro Bravo, yes. Yes, you're right. It is the exact opposite. Yes, the Toro Bravo is red with the black accents. This is black with the red accents, right? It's also here. I like primaries, solids, like not too much funny shit going on. Like, this is so a me shoe, right? It's like, okay, I got two color tones I'm working with, right? Nothing crazy making me like, oh, I don't know what to do, making me nervous. Nope, we are good to go. And it's such a, you can, you know, put on a pair of sweats, whatever, perfect, jeans. You could even go, right, the dark, you know, my favorite, dark suit, right, all black, put these at the bottom.
100%.
You're looking great in these. It's just such a classic, versatile shoe. The 4 is a wonderful silhouette. It comes in, I mean, we've seen these in all a bunch of different colors. But for me, Red Thunder, like these. I love your Toro Bravos. Those are fantastic. I think the red makes me, it's just too much red. I'm like, oh,
well, and
God.
So for me, this is a little too
much black.
For me, but yeah, I mean, that's never something I say. So I would never say too much black, Jay. But I will say, like, it's just a little bit more muted for me. But the thing I love about fours is the detail.
Yes, yes.
It's not like anything else. And dare I say, it's a mid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, because so we talk about this all the time, right?
About that, folks. Let's talk about it.
We talk about it all the time, right? Like what? Like what's? So there's high highs, right? Like the Jordan 3. That's a high top, right? It ain't a high high though. It's not like a 1, right?
That's a mid boo. Let's not get twisted.
That's what I'm saying, right? Like, and so that's the point, right? And so I tend to typically like more of the low highs, if you will.
Some call those mids or mids, other parts or of mids, the country, you know.
Or mids. Although the
low high mid. What's between low and high? Mid.
The when I hit on sneakers at the end of last year, I mean those are Jordan ones, right? So I mean, and the, you know, so I will do a high for the right shoe, but I tend to like a little bit of a lower high, if
you
will.
Oh, you mean this shoe, Jay?
Well, yeah, yes. That
is this the shoe that you're talking
about? That is the shoe. This
is not a mid.
It is not. It's first of all, I love it with the Jumpman tag, and like it's just so.
Everything.
I know you said it can. I mean, I know it can be worn in the rain, but like the first time, I don't want it to be raining the first time I take those out.
No, but I mean, I wear my gold toes sometimes. If it's raining, I feel okay because it's patent leather. But
it's patent leathers are just nice. Shh, it's okay. Yes, folks. She's rocking it like it's a baby and like putting it to sleep. It is a fire shoe. You know, we should, with the nails. We should twin one day. So yeah, I know you'd like that. We should twin one day. One day we'll go somewhere.
I mean, of course, I love everything about that. Now we're also gonna have to do reverse twins with our fours, Jay, because you know
that's a good one.
I think we gotta call our girl Erin and do another shoot. Boom. You're like, why did I even suggest this?
Well, I mean, you see, folks, this is why I don't suggest
feet
this
in
out.
The streets, y'all.
Because once I put it out on the podcast and it's out in public, that means it has to happen now. Because now she's like, you said.
Picture it didn't happen, Jay. Am I right?
Anyway, folks.
But I do want to say, so the reason I'm showing this is not just to like stunt on you. I, especially being a little bit more bi-coastal these days, I got to have some heat. West Coast because I don't want to travel with like 37 bags.
So what you're saying is at your West Coast home.
This is my West Coast pair, yeah.
You keep a couple pairs staying at your West Coast home.
100%. I got some heat. And let me tell you, not for nothing, Jerry. You know I rock my crepe wipes like no other.
You do.
But your girl definitely appreciates that there is the Jason Mark flagship down the block from where I'm at.
Folks.
So I got my Panda Duck, but I travel all the time. So these in the streets are going to be a lot cleaner in these streets.
Listen to how she's stunting right now. Homegirl just got herself an apartment here on the East Coast. She ain't even in it. She is in her second home on the West Coast. Like, what is even happening right now?
I don't sleep, Jay. I work very hard, okay?
Did you find us a West Coast office yet?
I haven't even been outside today, Jay, so I'm not doing it. But next trip, that would be great. But I show these because, you know, I got to meet our man's JR.
IRL,
which is like wild in this day and age. And and I say it's white glove service because here's the thing, right? Like we have relationships with our guests. We build, it's all about human connection. Mm-hmm. Sneakers are our religion, our culture that we buy into, right? That we love. I probably buy into it more than you do, but that's okay. It's also why it's taken me so long to get a place in New York. So, you know, potato, potato. But the thing I like about this, and I asked JR, is because, you know, there's a lot of options when you shop with Shoe Plug. You got yours, like, overnighted directly from the store, like, super fast.
Yep.
And for me, I was like, you know what, I'm going to be willing to wait a little bit. I also wanted to meet JR. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, he was telling me he got this from, like, a local store out here in L.A., which I love that. But let me tell you, the level of white glove service, and I'm going to shoot some content for our page so you can see exactly how this came to me. I mean, it's not usually dropped off by JR, the man himself, but or maybe it is. You know, I think it's a lovely package. But it is all about the details for me. And, you know, at the end of the day, Jay, we are shifting with the vibes, but we are also very old school. So, like, nothing to me says white glove service like a handwritten note. Made your girl feel real special, a little warm inside, you know, and it came with some stickers. I mean, like, how fire is this?
I love that.
It's all about the details. It's all about the shoes. It's like,
no, folks,
it just feels personal. And, like, that's what I love about Another Lane. That's what I love about you. That's what, like, the stuff that we talk about, this is really how we shop, you guys.
Exactly.
Because that's what it's about. Like, let's support small business. Let's support our friends. And, like, they're doing dope shit. Like, they're champions. So shouts to Shoe Plug. Thank you, JR.
Thank you, JR. We love Shoe Plug. Folks, check them out, shoeplug.com. Also, if you, like me, get your shoes shipped, the place, the small mom and pop shop or wherever they get the shoes from, they're able to advertise as well. So you pick up some postcards and the little card who actually I got the shoes from, right? And so you can reach out to these people as well and be like, hey, and again, that's another relationship you formed, right? Maintaining with my journey. Man JR and Shoe Plug, but it's also, oh, here's who actually got me the shoe, right? Here's a small boutique shoe store down in Austin, Texas, where it came from.
Love that.
Awesome, right? So, folks, definitely check that out. Make sure you're making connections and you're, you know, this is what it's about. It's about people. All right. With all that being said, it is time for us to wrap. Thank you, as always, for tuning in to another episode. We are part of the Count the Dings family on the Bomb Network. So you can find us with, of course, the original Bomb podcast, with Woke Bros, with Rap Names, with the Euphoria podcast, Ruse Kitchen, with Crypto
Big
Bros.
Fan.
I
Big
mean,
fan.
It's, listen, we out here. We got everything. And, of course, we are at Kicks and Shit Show on all social media platforms. Until next time, peace.